Hello, everybody out there on the internet, and welcome back to another week of the best little Horde House in Azeroth, or a show we call Horde House for short. My name is Rob Roberts, and over the next hour, hour and a half, I'll be talking about the World of Warcraft, but not too seriously, with my co-host, Extifer.
Hello.
How are you, Extifer?
I'm doing okay, and you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. We missed you last week.
Aww, I was kind of without internet for just a little bit there.
I'm just kidding. We didn't really miss you. We did fine.
There weren't
as many obscenities last week. It was actually a pretty serious WoW discussion.
Oh, really?
It was a little weird.
Do I say a lot of obscenities?
Once in a while. In fact, I'm going to need you to start off tonight with something obscene. Just to set the tone. We are an explicit WoW show after all.
Oh, I'm naked right now.
That's pretty obscene. All right, everybody, welcome our guest tonight. We always like to have a third person, sometimes fourth, but just three tonight, sitting in with us, and we want to welcome back tonight. Say hello to Miklatov.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. Pretty good. Should I have waited for them to say hello to me first, since they're supposed to welcome me?
I don't know how that really works, but sure. Why don't everybody say hi, Shane?
Hi, Shane.
And that's how it works. They all said hi to you at home.
Nice.
Now you say hi back.
Hi back.
All right. Anyhow, we're going to talk about what's going on in the World of Warcraft. Hint, not much while we sit here and wait for the next patch. But let me talk to Miklatov a little bit. Remind us, what kind of characters do you play? You're kind of an altaholic, aren't you? You're kind of like Sunshine and Syl and some of the other altaholics we've had on lately.
I wouldn't call myself an altaholic.
Okay, well, the first step is admitting you have a problem, so you're
No. Because that would require I have a main. They're all my mains, because it just depends on how I feel that day.
Even though
they're all either shamans or paladins, so it's really hard to tell.
How many healers do you have?
Infinity.
that's a lie. You can't have infinity characters in WoW. But all you ever play are healers, right?
Yeah, mostly shaman or paladin. I did try out priest, and priest is kind of cool. And druid is awful, and I have all these problems with druid now. But no, just mostly shamans and paladins.
Okay, so boy,
I disagree.
I know there's like a million questions to ask from that. Why all the hate for druids?
Why? At least in low levels, I don't like healing with them, and I don't think I've gotten beyond like 35 with one. And just lately, they've been making me mad in groups, because I'm not going to say all druids, but all druids think that they can turn into like a cat and then DPS, even though they're healing spec. Or my favorite so far this week has been a druid that was feral combat, and I was an old Hildsbrad, but they were definitely not a cat, and they were casting spells. And I was just like... I hate you so much.
So it's like hybrid issues, but yet you love paladin.
Yeah, because I don't have to turn into something to do what I'm required to do.
Have you ever seen paladins with identity crisis?
No.
Because I've seen some real idiot paladins in my day, and I play paladin is my main. It's a dwarf pally healer, and I've seen some real fucking moron paladins.
I will say that any class that can do more than just DPS. They tend to think at early levels it doesn't matter what spec they are, that they can pull off any role. So like if it's a freaking level 17 dungeon and I'm healing because I'm holy spec, and I get a paladin that's also holy spec but they are marked as tank, I'm like, I just want to cry.
Well, to be fair, at level 15 it's kind of true, at least in my experience, as long as it depends what you play. If you're a paladin, I think you kind of have to go tank to get like your taunt or something like that. But certain other classes I've run enough Ragefire chasms in my day where it was just a big clusterfuck. Everybody was attacking, nobody was really tanking, whatever, it's Ragefire, Raffle Stomp, lol.
I don't like that though. I hate that people have their roles and they better do them. Don't queue up for
you
something.
You want to put everybody in their little box. You better
Yes. Do
not color outside the lines, or I'll punch you in the face.
I just hate people. I think
when I was at the end of Wrath, and we outgeared a lot of the instances. I mean, healing was kind of boring, so I would DPS, but I think that's the exception to the rule.
That's a bit different. That's not, we're leveling up and You are just tired of queue times, and you queue as a tank because you'll almost get it instantly.
Well, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the other night, I was running a Outland instance on my priest, who is almost level 70, just because I want to get all the achievements. I decided I want to do every dungeon once on my priest. That's
Oh, and what server is that on?
On Drendon.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay.
Wow.
The home of the Horde House Guild, but I'll get to that in a minute. So I was playing with my priest, and because, you know, we were running something, well, Shattered Halls, but I'm almost level 70, and most of the people in my party are 70 or 71, we were just rolling through the place. I dropped a renew on the tank, and that was good enough. So, Miklatov, I DPS'd. Am I a bad person? Did I color outside the lines?
You're a terrible person.
Why? Did anybody die? No.
So I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just hearing this secondhand.
Well, I'm
so
telling
it could
you,
be complete,
no. Nobody
it
died.
Could be a complete fabrication,
I'm not lying.
What you're saying right
you're
now.
You're lying.
I need
okay, you know what?
And logs.
You know what? If you're on a priest, then, and if you like DPSing and healing, then just do disc.
You can smite heal.
I'm holy. I can use the holy fire.
Whatever. Yeah, you fail. I would say, though, to maybe give Resto Druids a try again, just because I obviously that's my main. But also, you probably haven't gotten to the really good core abilities that, you know, make the Resto Druid spec, you know, fun to play. And also, you don't actually ever change into anything, so you wouldn't have to worry about changing into anything, you know, as Resto.
Yeah,
unless you hit your proc for the tree, you know, which is like 25 seconds.
Yeah, if somebody could level one up for me to like where it gets fun, I might play it. But it is
just level
awful.
As a feral until then.
Just yeah, or
ew.
Boomkin. Just
ew. Look I'm at... gonna be a fat chicken or an ugly cat.
You could probably get away with leveling to 40 as a boomkin, but never actually transforming to a boomkin. You could probably do it. I mean, I think you'd be acting completely ridiculous, but I kind of don't put that past you, knowing you as long as I have.
Yeah, no, I'm just maybe one day when I get really bored and have nothing to do, I'll try Druid again. But I don't know. Just at early levels, I run out of mana. And
yeah, I have that problem as a disc priest. I run out of mana pretty fast. But I think that's like a common thing right now. I mean, as far as
As lowly thing. Like my shaman and paladin I'm taking up right now, no mana problems whatsoever.
Well, you can go play those classes, and I'll stick with my stuff.
Shane, I'm still thinking this could be like your thing. Like, you know, we all read about the guy who leveled to 85 by doing nothing but herbalism and mining, you know, the pacifist, and we all hear about, you know, the people soloing Karazhan. Your little thing can be, I'm a boomkin who refuses to change into a boomkin.
Because I don't want to be an ugly chicken. I could see that. But I'd kick myself out of groups, though. And I wouldn't... No. Nope. It's not going to happen. Just druids suck. The end.
I would just like to point out that I have no little thing. It's actually pretty nicely sized. Carry on.
Anyhow. All right. So let's stop talking about the things you hate. There's too much negativity on tonight's show. Let's talk about why do you love shamans and paladins?
Because they're fun. Like, I love totems.
That is the vaguest answer I've ever heard. Okay, totems.
I am clarifying.
All right.
I like totems. So that's your shaman answer. Chain Heal is so cool, and I'm about to get Riptide, and I really missed Riptide because this is clearly not my first healing shaman.
What number shaman is this?
This is only number 2.
Okay.
And
I played for a shaman. I played a shaman for a while and thought she was kind of number 2 as well, but okay, whatever.
Oh, racist. Yeah, I just the shaman thing. The tomes are cool. Chain heal's cool. Riptide's cool. The shields are kind of neat, and you get access to bloodlust, which is always nice.
How about paladin?
Do you have a cold?
No.
Sounds
do
like
you
do. No. It
well,
just sounds like you
then
do.
It's squared away. No, It's maybe my headset. I've stepped on it many times.
He always sounds like that. What about Paladin? Why do you love Paladin so much?
Because they can be blood elves, and their healing just makes the most sense to me. And it's very much a mobile class when it comes to healing, too. You're not stuck in just one spot healing. I get that. It's also the same with druids, because you put little leaves on people and it heals them over time, whatever. But paladins, you can see some really awesome big numbers show up from healing.
Well, especially now that they have the Holy Radiance, you know, which, granted, a lot of people don't really use that like as a primary healing spell. I like to use it in fights with big damage, especially PvP. But also the, I can never remember the real name of the spell, the Vag Flash. We've always called it Vag Flash on the show, but Kona Healing, I don't remember what it's called.
Whatever it is, the Flashlighty spell.
Yes.
That one's okay, but I love the one that makes you run faster, because it makes it so I can catch up to the group when I'm not paying attention and they're way far ahead of me, because it happens a lot.
I know you're all about blood elves, but as a dwarf, it's really cute because your little dwarf has to haul ass when they're running fast.
Dwarves are so ugly.
You're ugly.
Not as ugly as a dwarf.
What is your
fascination? I just like to interject here that, again, I have no little thing.
Thank you.
No problem.
What is your obsession with blood elves as well?
They're pretty. And they have nice voices, and
pretty
I don't
irritating.
Want to play. No, I don't want to play something ugly. I mean, I can do that with my goblin, but he's kind of charismatic in his own way. But my blood elf is just really nice looking, so I will always default back to him and his many counterparts or alts that you call it that I've made over the years that are all paladins as well.
Counterparts? How many counterpart paladins do you have?
Probably in the double digits.
As I was going
to
say,
just to be honest,
I remember you used to raid us one back in Burning Crusade, and I've seen at least 10 paladins since then.
When did I raid in Burning Crusade as one?
I thought you did. Weren't you a Healy Pally at the end?
Oh, at the end, yeah. It was mostly priest. That I was so stupid back then. yeah, I guess that
back
makes
then.
Sense. Back then, yes, not now. Back
in
then.
The good old days.
Yes.
So you've been playing a lot on Drenden, which we mentioned, which is the home of the official Horde House Guild, which, by the way, I guess I should plug that. We're now in the Looking for Guild Finder. We thought that would be a really easy way because, you know, before I was like, OK, send a tell to Babs Johnson. It's much easier to just put ourselves in the Guild Finder. So it's really easy. If you want to join our guild, just roll a Hordy on Drenden and look for us in the Guild Finder. And if you're like, we pretty much clicked everything except role playing and raid because they're not raiding yet. So the easiest way to find us, just click questing, weekdays, DB. Like, we don't really care about your availability. So just click like questing, weekdays, and whatever your class is. And then just send a request and say something like, I listen to the show, or Rob is great. And that way we know you actually listen.
I'm not going to approve anything that says Rob is great. So you might want to omit that when you apply.
But as long as we can tell you like actually listen to the show and didn't just randomly find us through Dungeon Fighter, although we clearly say Guild for Listeners of Horde House at hordehouse.com. Yeah, we'll approve you. And not just me can approve now. Like anybody rank something or higher can approve, which is like 20 people. So it's easy.
That's okay, because those 20 people are never on. It's usually just me.
But it's getting to be a few more. I'm playing there more often lately, too. So, and then
I'm actually not ever playing
there. I was going to say, Extifer, you might want to like actually show up once in a while.
Yeah,
participate in your show's guild.
That would mean that I would care.
All right. Let's talk about our weeks in Azeroth and the things you've been doing in the World of Warcraft. Extifer, we'll start with you. How was your week in Azeroth?
My week in Azeroth, well, I have been doing dailies on my druid, and I have completed enough, to get exalted with the Tol Barad, faction, whatever that's called, I forget, Hellscream's Reach or something like that. So I've gotten that done, and now I'm working toward getting one of the mounts from grinding those commendations. So that's pretty much all I've been doing. I ran into a lot of internet connectivity problems this last week, so haven't been playing as much as I probably normally would have. Plus, I went back to work this week, so that also, you know...
You had to go to a job?
Yeah.
Tough life.
I know. So I'm pretty exhausted because it's my first week back from work, back to work, and just dealing with that. And I haven't been playing my Worgen because my friend that I've been leveling with, he hasn't renewed his account yet. He let it expire, so I'm just waiting on that, and then hopefully maybe tonight even getting back into the spirit of PvP with my Worgen. So. That's what I've been doing.
There you go. All right. How about you, Miletov?
I have been... What have I been doing? Playing WoW.
Okay, and that is what the show is about. But what have you been doing in WoW?
I have been playing my Shaman mostly. Like, I'm kind of tired of Outland because both my characters kind of hit it around the same time, and my Shaman was the first to get out of it, so my Paladin's being neglected right now. So I'm kind of running around Northrend on my Shaman, enjoying the not being in Outland, and leveling kind of slow, you know, because of work, taking up both my days off somehow. But yeah, I haven't been doing much of anything else. I thought about trying to play a different class. Like, I was going to make a hunter just for fun, and then it, you know, I remembered it couldn't heal except for its pet, so I stopped.
How have you been leveling? Are you like a dungeon finder person, a quest person, PvP?
I want to be just a dungeon finder person, and then when I made it out of Outland on my Shaman, I looked at my gear, and I realized I still had a lot of pre-Outland gear on because not a lot dropped for me. So now I'm going through some quests to try to up some of my healing and conversely my damage, because it's my off spec when I'm, you know, running quests. At least I don't use that in the dungeon, that's silly. So yeah, I would rather be strictly through dungeons, but unfortunately they don't drop me stuff, so I'm going questing.
Why is it that you prefer to do dungeons when people seem to annoy you, like cats who are actually healers?
Because it's easier for me to focus on healing a dungeon than I'll go up to an enemy, he'll start hitting me in the face, and I'll just keep healing me and clearly not beat an enemy. So, because I don't like to do any damage. I don't like to do anything but heal, and you can't really do that when you quest, because you kind of have to kill things.
Dungeons are also, in a way, faster to level through than the zones. That's what I get, at least with my Worgen. I've noticed that, you know, it's dungeons and then questing and then probably PvP, unless PvP is you're doing the honor weekend, or, you know, the weekend PvP battleground, then, you know, PvP outshines everything. But you know,
see, I don't see it that way. Like, my Paladin is, you know, in Outlands. And every time I run him through a dungeon lately as a healer, he's not gotten a lot of experience. So I've actually been doing quests as a tank through areas in Outland. And it seems to be going quicker that way. And I don't understand why, because normally I would have said the same thing. But he's getting way more experience, it feels like, from doing quests because they're so freaking easy.
You know, I think that a part of that is the fact that there's the fact that you are going into the Burning Crusade expansion, where, you know, everything is a little bit slower paced, I guess, and you have to have more experience to level, and, you know, none of the quests show up in the dungeons when you go into the dungeons initially.
Oh, yeah. Which is that's really irritating.
Yeah. So maybe that's a little bit why.
Maybe. I don't know. Once I hit Northrend, Cataclysm stuff with both characters, I'll probably, for the most part, go exclusively questing, because I actually really like doing the new areas from 80 to 85, especially Oldham. I'll cry if I pass up Oldham.
Yeah, like Vajir's skippable, but you can't skip Oldham.
No.
And the 50 cutscenes. It's like you have to watch that movie again.
I wish I could skip that part. I don't even want to deal with Harrison Jones anymore. Like, he just needs to have died at some point. Like, spoilers, when the plane cuts that guy up, that should have been Harrison Jones right there. And some unnamed guy.
Harrison Jones is a little weird. Like, sometimes, like, I love the pop culture references that Blizzard does, but like with Harrison Jones, it's like, okay, this is a bit much. This is a little too in your face.
We had a guildie get really mad at the pop culture references, like, while he was questing. I forget what he says. There's at one point he says something like, "That'll do, kid," or something like that. Like, it's a direct quote from Indiana Jones. And he yelled into his mic. He's like, "Are you serious?" And he was, like, really mad about it.
Okay, well, I'm not that mad about it.
Yeah, I'm just okay, I guess you're going to vent.
Well, if he was used sparingly, it would have been okay. Like, when he was in Zolomon and you saw him for 2 seconds, that's cool. But you take up my entire second half of the zone. I don't want to deal with that. I want to not pretend I'm in Indiana Jones. If I want to do that, I'm going to go play Uncharted and have a better time.
Is he in Zolomon? I haven't done Zolomon yet.
Yeah, he was at the beginning. He was, like, right outside. Well, I don't know about the new one. I'm talking about the old one.
Oh.
Screw the new one. I'm nowhere near there yet. So, but I'm sure it's fun when I get there.
I don't remember seeing him.
Remember, he was right before the gong boss.
No. In the new one.
Oh,
I was in the new one once, but to be honest, I was not paying very much attention, so probably get emails. You are incorrect.
I did ZG, and I thought it was really fun, but I haven't done ZA yet. I keep on wanting to log in and do it, but then every single time I log in, there's something comes up, and I have to...
Like, oh, I got a job now, I gotta go.
Yeah. Or something comes up like my very not little thing that I mentioned earlier.
Really? I forgot. All right. Anything else you want to share about your week, Miklatov?
No. Oh, I realized, and this is important only to me, so I don't care if you're listening or not. I realized I made my goblin shaman have the wrong color skin, and it made me sad when I realized it yesterday.
Have you?
I
know you've done this. Have you deleted a character like 5, 6, 10 levels in because you realize they look wrong?
Oh, all the time. But this is like 69 levels in, I think he is, and I just now realized it, and it made me really sad.
Are you gonna delete him?
No, but maybe when I get paid more, I'll upgrade his skin color.
Okay, sunshine. All right. Then my week in Azeroth, I had a pretty busy week, I guess. I've been playing on several different characters. I've been playing on my priest on Drenden, and I do agree more people need to come play with us because there's, you know, at least Shane and I are usually on, and sometimes there's a couple other people, the listeners I see on once in a while. And I got my priest up to 69 and been running some Northrend quests now, doing dungeons. I don't know why. Like, now that I'm out of Outlands, I want to go back and beat all the Outland dungeons, which is weird. But I think the problem is that a lot of them don't open up till level 67 or 68. Like, when you hit that level, like, 6 or 7 of them come up. Like, because you remember how, what, like, Shattered Halls, I think the Arcatraz, the Steam Vaults. Black Morass, like, all of them are, like, level 70 instances usually, or at least, you know, they were, like, end-game regulars, and then, you know, even there's heroic versions on top of that. So, I wanted to do at least everything once, so I'm going to clear those just because I'm being weird, but it's my character, I'll do what I want. And then I'll probably focus a little more on Northrend, so that's my priest. I rolled a hunter. I promised I was going to last week. Maybe I didn't promise, but I think I said I was toying with the idea, so I did. I only got the hunter level 10, so it's not like I can really give a fair assessment yet. But I will say, like, I've definitely had that reaction leveling, like, dear God, this is easy. Like, it's just click, it's dead. Click, it's dead. I don't even, like, it's auto shot and the spider thing, like, take care of everything. Because I'm undead, so I started with a spider. Like, they take care of everything. So I was like, this is really easy. But that could also be, I think this is the first time I've really leveled a character. That's not true. I guess my priest on Drenden, I started in Cataclysm as well. But for whatever reason, this hunter feels way easier getting through those starting quests. Way easier.
Yeah, you know, I think that Hunter is probably the easiest character or role or, you know, class to level in the game. I mean, the first person on our server to get to level 85 was a Hunter. And they got it well before anybody else, any other class did. So it just kind of a little sign that Hunters, you know, kind of have it easier in that respect.
I'm not going to knock Hunters because obviously I am having fun with it, but I'm just like, everybody's leveling a fucking Hunter. True story. While I was running those various Outland dungeons, one of them that I ran, I think it was Botanica. I got a group for that. It was myself, the healer, a priest. It was a Death Knight who was tanking and three Hunters for DPS. And I've never gotten a three of a kind in my pugging poker.
I got an all five while running through Outland. I got all five paladins. And I was like, that's hilarious.
Wow.
So we were the best team. But it was kind of terrible because everybody was melee and I had to heal a lot more than I normally did.
I would like to see what would happen if you got a group with four druids.
I would quit. I'll take my 30-minute buff.
If you wouldn't.
Druids are kind of, I mean, in terms of at least tanking, DPS are probably fine, but druids in the lower levels tanking wise just not good. I've had many times where, at least on my worgen, where I've like thought about quitting the dungeon right when I see a druid tank because they don't have the tools like a warrior or paladin at the early levels to really do what those other classes
it's
do.
It's funny so. You mention that because seriously, now that I think about it, like, you know, since I've healed like every dungeon, so I do take notice of the tanks. I think I've only got like a druid tank like once my entire time leveling.
Yeah.
That was in the beginning too. I think I had a Deadmines bear tank.
The spec is kind of flawed right now because you don't get like swipe until much later levels. And then, you know, and swipe is, you know, a good portion of your AE threat until you get thrash. And so there's like, I just kind of, and you know, with this whole mentality of like, everybody has to DPS everything in those lower dungeons because you want to get through it and you don't crowd control. When you have a druid tank, like, it's like, you know, and you're a healer, it's really stressful because you're trying to heal everybody from taking damage because they're all DPSing different things. So, anyway.
Rant
ended.
There you go. So, let's see. And then my paladin, my main, if you will, my Healy Pally that I play, I honestly really haven't been doing that much. I still have yet to complete the end game dungeons. Like, I was so jaded from that run a couple weeks ago. I was like, you know what? Maybe at this point I'll just wait till 4-2 because I'm not feeling these new five mans. I've been trying to do some raiding. Had a really kind of disappointing situation last night because we had 10 people signed up and we were going to finally do not just Tol'Braad, but actually try to crack some progression because people's gear is getting better. We're ready to try a fight like Magma. I think we can do it, right? So unfortunately, things happen and we only had 9 on. And, you know, real life greater than WoW, things happen, whatever. So we only had 9 actually show up, but we didn't end up going because the group, as a group, we took a vote, didn't feel comfortable picking up a person to pug when we are learning the fight completely for the first time. And I can completely sympathize with that because you get puggers are really a wild card. Like, you might get somebody who's totally cool, totally relaxed, like, yeah, I'll learn this with you guys. Or you might get somebody who just makes the situation worse and is going to aggravate people further. So it's hard. And I know our guild is not alone. I know there are tons of guilds in this situation right now where it's like, we got 8 or 9 people that want to raid. But we're having a hard time cracking 10 because we used to have 13, but then a bunch of people quit after Cataclysm came out. Like, I'm hearing this story over and over again, and I'm living it right now in my own guild. So we had a talk about maybe doing some recruiting, but that's hard. I think recruiting for a social guild that sometimes raids is really hard because you really have to find the right fit. You don't want somebody who's going to start drama. So it's like, how do you find that person? So I'm kind of like, well, let's try to recruit friends. And so there's actually some people who have been on this show before that I've met through doing Horde House and the Drend and stuff where I'm like, you should think about playing over here. So we're trying to kind of recruit.
So you're taking people from Drenden.
I'm ninjaing people from my own guild.
Oh my god, I'll have nowhere to play.
Well, you could come play.
No, that's all right.
See?
I'll stick to Drenden.
See, I have asked you before, and you're like, no thanks. I'm like, all right, suit yourself.
When did you ask me?
I have totally.
This is news to
like
me.
Like, months ago, when we were doing Lich King. You used
I was
to
there
raid
for Lich King.
Yeah, you used to raid with us, but you stopped because you're hating.
Okay, ladies.
Well, maybe a bit.
So, again, on the little thing that I was planning on not bringing up again, it's pretty big. Yeah.
Anyhow, so recruiting. I'm not sure how we're going to go about doing that, but we'll probably just try to, I don't know, like maybe post a really obscene joke in the official forums for our server, and then like whoever responds laughing, we know they would like fit in with our humor. I don't know. I'm really drawing a blank. So we'll see. Maybe we'll just put up a questionnaire like Ferrari's. I always like that questionnaire.
Well, I mean, you know, recruiting through a website, you know, works. You can post on the forums. I mean, there's several different ways now, obviously, but I mean, anything works. You guys will be fine. Eventually, you'll get somebody, you know, and you guys will start to progress. And
nobody seemed that pissed off that nothing really happened, because we were still having fun just chatting and being in raid, and, you know, we're making each other laugh. So it was fine, but it's just one of those, damn, you know, we were almost there. We could have almost probably had this guy down. I think we would have got it, but oh well. Yeah. It wasn't meant to be.
I'm hearing that my guild is on hard mode magma, and they are like really close to getting it, but I guess they didn't have such a hot night last night, so everybody's discouraged. So,
but it's magma. Of course it's a hot fight.
Oh, I got that. It's totally hot. That humor just makes me so hot. Sweating.
I know. All right. So, yeah, I guess that was pretty much my week. No raiding and Hunter a little bit and my priest. Yay. Oh. So that's it for our weeks in Azeroth.
Enough about you.
Yes. Let's go to Extifer with the news.
Oh, okay. Nothing happened. Okay. On to tweets and emails.
All right. Twitter.com. Nothing, really.
No, it's stuff happened, but the thing is, like, they released the patch notes, right? Last week, I think it was. And I don't know if you guys last week on the show went into any detail on the notes or anything like that. Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of
the crowd balancing. Control stuff was big, yeah.
Yeah, the crowd control stuff, a lot of just rebalancing things, you know.
They rebalanced wrong. With paladin spells being too much mana now.
Yeah, I read that too, and I think that that's weird. It just strikes me as weird because the last time I raided, it was before 4.1, but I'm assuming that paladins didn't get that much buffs after 4.1. But our paladin healer would always ask for innervate because they were constantly having mana issues. And I mean, as a resto druid, I hardly ever had mana issues after they buffed our, you know, mana pool and all that our throughput and everything. So it just seems odd. It seems counterproductive to me that they're doing that. Like, what paladins are not having mana issues that it sparked that, you know, idea?
It's ridiculous. Obviously, as a holy pally healer, I'm kind of irritated by the news.
Yeah.
It's But I think it's one of those things where they think people are using Divine Light too much, which is the big heal, which costs a lot of mana. But relying alone on Holy Shock and Holy Light is not enough. Like, it's not enough throughput. So, I don't know.
Well, I guess you guys get to join the ranks of
paladins getting nerfed.
You get to join the ranks of what is it, ret paladins that have felt the burn for quite a while, right?
Well, I've really just been responding by not playing my paladin. I mean, I sign on to do raids and that's really it. I could care less about my paladin right now, which is sad.
Well, that's a terrible thing to say.
It is
paladins.
But I'm just this is how I feel about WoW endgame in general. I don't care. Like, if I was not leveling alts right now, I would probably just not be playing WoW.
Except my gosh.
Maybe Raid Knights.
Truth comes out.
No, I said this last week. I said it last week. I already talked about how I threatened to quit the game last week because I hated the new instances so much.
Oh, God. It's always all about you.
Uh-huh.
As far as, you know, hot fixes and patches, patch notes or whatever, nothing really big. They are redesigning the Resto Druid mastery, which I think that they're trying to make it
more buff the Resto Druid.
Yeah, I know.
The pallies in the crotch and then buff the Resto Druids.
Well, what's so interesting about it is let me read it. You know, everybody's mastery doesn't quite buff the way that you really want it to, and I think it's because they don't want it to be the one stat that you go to, you know what I mean, like to that'll make every other stat like, you know, subpar. But the way they're buffing the Resto Druid mastery just kind of like makes me think that everybody's gonna gravitate towards, you know, as much mastery as you can get. So anyways, Symbiosis, which is our mastery right now, it basically improves your direct heals on targets that have hots on them. So it you know, it promotes us to use our direct heals along with our hots. It's being removed and replaced with something called Harmony. Harmony increases direct healing by an additional 10%, and casting direct healing spells grants an additional 10% bonus to periodic healing for 10 seconds. Each point of the mastery, blah, 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 blah. Of course, that's all, you know, every point increases mastery, whatever.
Aw, so Shane, doesn't that make you want to play a druid? Because they live in harmony.
Well,
they love nature, and they're harmony.
I'd play a druid if they were fun. It's as simple as that.
And so I'm just going to quit you speaking right now. Mute. But anyways, I think it's interesting that they're increasing our direct healing and in turn increasing our bonus or increasing our hots, which it's just a straight buff across the board, like for everything, which you don't really see on any, you know,
rough class. Fucking life, Extifer. Rough.
No, I'm not complaining about it. I hope it makes it into the game. Tell you the truth, I love this, you know, idea of buffing everything. I'm sure that it might be.
It's not just that they're buffing you, but that they're nerfing me. That's what you really like about this. Admit it.
I have a retort though about that. Us, you know, paladins getting nerfed.
Well, please retort.
Okay, so I was thinking about it after I was complaining. And I went to look up the supposed so far stats for the new tier gear. And it looks like it's almost in response to the Holy Paladin two-piece bonus. Because when you cast Flash of Light, Holy Light, or Divine Light on your Beacon of Light target, you have a 40% chance to get 2% of your base mana back. So they only went up by, I think, 1% to 2% in terms of cost. So it might be to balance out this.
That is still an insane amount of fuckery to me, because how many people are really going to get that? Because like, I won't be getting that when it comes out. Like, I'm already at peace with that. I will not be getting this new raid gear because
I really want it.
Be working on
pretty.
The old. Well, it's nice to want, but I won't have it. So
maybe if you played on Drendon more and we had a freaking guild that.
Yeah, I'm a
was
priest on
me.
Drendon. They haven't touched us. I hope. Did they fuck with priests?
I don't think so. Thank Not God. Much, if anything.
Leave priests alone.
Nobody knows.
Priests have the prettiest spell in the game now.
Penance?
Penance was the prettiest spell in the game. I guess they've always had the prettiest spell in the game in that regard. But Holy Word Sanctuary, I think, is what
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
It's by far, I think, the prettiest spell in the game, and it makes me sad.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's better than Efflorescence or whatever.
Efflorescence looks okay now. I wish it was still the really bright, glowy green circle, but I'm kind of the new graphic is kind of growing on me. But anyway,
I get it growing because it's a druid and it's
and you know what also grows?
Not the ratings of this program.
Plants. They grow just like the magical plants in Efflorescence. See, that's what I was going to say. I wasn't going to say my penis. So anyways, but also my penis. So the next item on the news for this week.
Okay.
Is new daily quests in 4.2 will have a rating style. Will have rating style encounters and mechanics. So basically, they're trying to promote, you know, being aware in raids by, you know, giving people kind of like raid style mechanics and encounters to deal with in their daily quests, which to me isn't anything new, because I mean, they did have a few quests introduced with Cataclysm that are kind of designed like that, you know, like the quest in Deepholm, where you have to, you know, jump across to the other rocks so that you don't like fall down to the ground, you know?
Yeah,
you know?
I remember that one.
Yeah, that's kind of the same as, you know, these kinds of quests that they're talking about, but they're really trying to promote that. It's to me kind of counterproductive, because they do need to redesign their rating strategies, like, to make it more appealing to people, you know, like those guilds that are struggling, you know what I mean, and guilds that are trying to muscle through it. I mean, it's, I don't believe, very fun for the entire spectrum. So we'll see, I guess, is what we have to do.
Yeah, the questing in Cataclysm had some raid mechanics in it. That's one of the things I noticed about some of the questing, especially like towards the end and some of those little boss fights you would do with NPCs, is it kind of starts to teach you about paying attention to on-screen alerts and doing what it says. You know, I always thought that was kind of the pros of Cataclysm. So, yeah, I'm with you. This doesn't strike me as anything that new. Like, maybe it'll line up better with what you actually see in the raid. You know what we need to teach people how to do? Avoid the fucking poop clouds in the first boss in Stone Core. I'd like to see that in the fucking daily.
Yeah.
Called.
Yeah, I'd like to see...
Try not to stand and fart. That's what the quest is called.
I'd like to see that as an actual patch note. Like, please avoid poop clouds. It'll be the number two patch note.
That'd be great. Yeah. Get on that, Blizzard.
Yeah. So the next item on the news list, and this is the last item that I have, is that the WoW Remote application for your iPhone or Android device, they're ending the free preview. So if you were like me and you were actually using it on a regular basis, then you won't be able to unless you pay the extra $2.99 a month, which I'm probably not going to do. But I did like it for what it was. I actually, you know, kind of weird to say, but I actually think they should implement that on the regular Armory site too. If they implemented the chatting with the guild feature on the regular, like, Armory site, you know, for computers, I would actually probably pay for it, because then I could actually do it at work. It's really bad to say, but I would definitely do it.
Why wouldn't you? Oh, I was gonna say, if they put it on the website, why wouldn't you just like log into the game? Like, that's the only part I don't get. Like, why would they want to encourage you to do something else on your PC other than play the game?
I can't log into the game at work
until they get it running.
My name is Rob.
Shut up!
What just happened?
Next to her.
Oh, okay.
I'm well, gonna drop the rest of the show.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any other news? I hate you so much. All right. Sound like you're trying to make a poop cloud. All right.
Isn't that what you sound like?
No. All right. There's one piece of news you didn't cover, and I'm kind of surprised you didn't do this. This was huge. This had
been a busy week.
This had everybody in the WoW community talking.
Okay.
Let's see, because I don't think it did.
There was some investor call this week or something, and long story short, Blizzard announced that the subscriber base of WoW has dropped from like 12 million users to what, 11.4 million?
Oh my god, 11.5 million users. It's dying.
But
it's a dying
Extifer, that's a 5% drop. Oh, and clearly it's all because of Rift.
Oh, probably. But, you know, it's not like... I think that there's a lot of things that are deterring people from playing WoW, you know, right now. And a lot of the problems that they introduced with Cataclysm definitely support that. But 5% drop. I'm sure that all these people that are playing Rift, which isn't all that different from when WoW was in its vanilla state.
Except it has support classes also, which is really cool.
I guess so, but the game also has to be fun too.
Yeah, but support classes.
I tried the beta and I just was just found it to be very unremarkable. Like I don't know how to better describe it. I played it and I was like, this is a very vanilla experience. This is the missionary position of MMOs right now. But granted, it was a beta.
I think that Blizzard is going to try to make it up in some way because they know they can't be stupid. They know what's going on in their community. I'm hoping that, you know, they'll make amends by, you know, trying to really do these buffs and not so much, you know, eventually they'll maybe give Paladins a buff.
Here's the thing. I honestly think it's because I think they went too far in the difficulty curve of Cataclysm. Like, and I know there's a lot of people out there that's like, shut up, you pussy. But let's be real. The reason why they made it harder is not because of the 12 million people. It's because of the most vocal 1 million that play.
But you know what I get is that these people that are so-called elitist jerks or whatever, they're also talking smack about Blizzard and Cataclysm because they don't find
it
fun.
Because now they can't raid because everyone else is leaving.
Yeah, and they don't find it fun. Well, you know, what do you want? You asked for it to be harder, and now it's harder, and, you know, I guess that's not fun for you. That's kind of interesting to me, you know? And then these people are going to Rift because they think it's going to be, you know, better, but I don't think it is, and I don't know. Maybe this is a sign that Blizzard might be, or WoW might be dying, but...
I don't think WoW's necessarily dying yet, but I think you're going to see a lot of Wrath comebacks in the next expansion, because... Let's face it, it peaked during... Well, I want to say it peaked, right around the time the 4.0 patch was coming out, right? So right at the end of, you know, in building an anticipation of Cataclysm. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe it'll build up again before whatever the next one is. But I really think one of the things they're going to address in the next expansion is there's going to be extremely face roll raids for the people that want to do face roll raids. And then there's going to be... hard stuff. In an ideal world, honestly, everything would just be like Old War. You have a fairly easy raid, but if you can push the limits of that easy raid, then you get a heroic fight that's more challenging that isn't necessarily just about more ads.
I agree with that so much.
Blizzard just needs to do five Old Wars.
I don't get, to this day, why they strayed from the Old War way of doing things. What went through their minds in just implementing just a hard mode or heroic mode through, you know, TOC or whatever? What went through their minds to do that?
ICC ruined their perspective of that, I think.
I think probably.
And we were
stuck
on ICC for a year, and that's why everybody was face rolling heroics at the end, because it was a year.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole fact of the matter is that Old War was fun, and the hard modes were, like, really organic feeling. You know, you had to do things to, you know, initiate the hard mode. I don't understand why they can't do that again, you know. And I know that I'm not alone in thinking that Old War is one of the best instances out there.
You know what's funny is I hated it at first, but a lot of that just has to do with what was going on in WoW at the time. Now that I look back on it, I'm really pissed I missed that time.
Yeah.
Because I think I would have enjoyed it a lot more.
I just liked it because it continued the storyline with Thorim, and it had a lot of...
Story? You know, who reads story? It's about killing internet dragons.
I really liked that particular story part.
I got people at work, customers, to buy time cards this past week because we were talking about WoW, and I told them about the whole Thrall dying-ish sort of thing, and they got all excited and wanted to renew their account.
Oh, wow.
So other people care about story, too.
Thanks for the spoilers, asshole.
Oh, spoilers and spoilers tag. I don't care. I already spoiled the one guy getting cut up by a plane, and you spoiled Hunter's getting a spider
I'm gonna beep
pet,
that.
So I can spoil
I'm beeping it in the podcast because that's a bit much. Some people are trying to stay away from that.
What? It's all over the internet. Oh, and there's a legendary staff coming too.
You might have to bleep what I'm about to say, because I definitely spoiled my size issues. Definitely. Okay. Not to derail the conversation. Let's get back to Ulduar, really, though.
Flame Leviathan's cool.
Yeah.
There's my contribution to that.
All right, let's get to tweets and emails. No, let's get to the topic of the week. My bad. Topic of the week. Every week we ask you guys the topic. We solicit your feedback via Twitter, twitter.com/hordehouse, or our email box, which is hordehousepodcast. Remember the word podcast is important. hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Soon, I think we're going to do voicemails as well, but that'll be in future weeks for those of you that want to get your voices on here. Anyhow, let's get to the topic of the week. This week's topic. What feature would you like to see added to mobile phones next? We've had the free preview of the Guild Chat go live. I don't think we've heard a lot about what else is coming down the pike. So the question is, what's next? What would you like to see added to mobile phones next in the armory?
Are you going to me?
Sure, why not? Why don't you go first?
Okay, actually? You just stop there for a second there. I think that I don't know. I was actually very stumped on this one, because I think they've added enough on it. I wish they would just make everything free. You know, I don't know of any other thing that you know what, actually, it actually just struck me. They should actually make the Real ID function work through the Guild Chat feature or whatever, because that way you can talk to everybody.
Well, since they're supposed to be people you know in real life, shouldn't you just send them a text message? Because you should have their phone number, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, if, you know...
Well, then you're doing it wrong.
You know what? You can go to hell.
Wait, you could also say maybe you don't want to use it up their texts if they don't have unlimited texting.
That's a good point.
Don't help him.
Also, there are people on my list of friends that I don't have their phone numbers, and even though I consider them, you know, good enough to be on my Real ID list, you know, and some of them don't even have mobile phones. Believe it or not, there are those people in this world. So, you know what? You can go fuck yourself. I'm going to give myself a 69, actually. So carry on the conversation.
Miglatov, what would you like to see added to the mobile armory next?
A permanent delete feature, because I think the mobile armory is kind of stupid.
Why do you hate the mobile armory? It's pretty easy to delete it off your phone, you know.
But for everybody's, like, can I have a button that deletes
kill
off
switch?
Of my...
You want the kill
yes,
switch?
Yes, I want the kill switch. Why do you need the mobile armory on your phone? Seriously, are you going to be at like the grocery store comparing your gear to some old lady in like the Depends aisle or something?
Yes, but I'll build on that point.
The only reason I have it on my phone is because I could be like, look, my guy is awesome looking, and then I realize, wow, that's really stupid. So I've only done it like six times.
I don't know how it is when you hang out with your friends, Shane, but when I hang out with mine, like, wow always fucking comes up. Like, even I can't get away from it. Wow just fucking comes up.
Not with my friends. Nobody.
There has been
me.
A case where I'd be like, wait a minute, what is the thing I have equipped right now? Because we're actually talking about wow. And then I realize what I'm doing as I'm doing it. I'm like, oh my God, no, I stop. I'm supposed to be drinking.
This is why I need the kill switch, so I can save everybody, because it's just a waste of your time, my time, the old lady with the Depends time. Like,
you
seriously.
Know, I'm just going to have to interject here that there's been a few times where I use an authenticator that's not on my mobile phone, so I don't bring my authenticator everywhere with me. So if I'm like at my sister's, you know, and they're playing WoW, and I'm like talking about them, and I'm like, oh, something happened, you know, and I got this like item, or there's like something that my sister might want, and I have it, you know, I can just easily go to the WoW armory on my phone.
Or a computer, because you're near one.
No, because they're both on them.
It's called not full screen.
You know what? The point is that it's like a one-click thing, and it's right in my pocket. So I don't have to, like, go and sit down and show and have everybody come to me.
Well, you ready for my answer?
So there.
You want my answer?
Is it frozen yogurt? Rainbows?
No, it's not frozen yogurt. Although,
corn?
Frozen yogurt would be awesome. Oh, my God. Free pink berry in the mobile armory. That's what I want. No, I would say I would like to see mini games. Hello. It's like the answer I think a lot of people would think. Mini games. And I actually already have the perfect idea for what they could do.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to have to stop you there.
Whack-a-gnome. There you go. I got it.
I changed my mind. I'm actually with Shane. After hearing that, it just sounds so ridiculous.
No, shut up for a minute. Hear me out.
And they might get achievements from playing them, so people would get...
This is what they're going to do. Listen to me. Hear me out. Okay, how many of y'all played Final Fantasy VII? And remember Chocobo breeding?
That was annoying.
There's going to be a mount breeding game that you can play on the iPhone and like have mounts. That would be the next big thing. And you can breed your own, make pretty mounts, and then you can race them. It'll be this whole subculture within WoW. They've got to do something in the next. They're going to have to do something in the next expansion that's like totally weird and what the fuck. That's it.
So Shane, like, what was that idea about the kill command thing? Like,
seriously, because how are you supposed to breed? Let's just, I don't know, an Elec and a goblin tribe.
Very carefully.
What the crap.
That doesn't mean you're going to breed all the existing things in the game. It would be new classes or new types of mounts. Like, just really.
You can breed new classes
of mounts.
Kind of a paladin shaman. Them have sex and have a baby. It's like a shamadin.
And then pet breeding could be next. And they could do all these little mini games like, oh, it's like a little Tamagotchi in your pocket.
And then
you have to remember to feed it and clean its poop.
And then you can breed your pets with your mounts. And then they'll go to special jail for statutory rape.
And that's going to end up looking like something from ICC, like Festergut or Rotface. Like, and it just started out as the Hawk Strider.
Admit it though, if they had a little Rotface as a pet, you'd want that.
No, it's ugly. Why would I want an ugly pet?
I'm sorry. Let me check my mobile armory. My pet's in jail right now, and I just
hold on, guys. Rotface just made an angry poo poo. I gotta clean it up. There we go.
Ugh,
that's so funny.
This is a terrible topic. Who came up with it? Because it's bad. If it was a listener, I hope they're not listening.
No, it's me. I came up with it.
I hope you're not listening
it's
anymore.
Topical.
It is not. It's awful.
No, the moment that they do that, I'm quitting the game.
No, you're not.
Right, I'm not going to. But I just thought it'd be fun to say.
He's being dramatic, you know? Like me last week. All right. Can I read some tweets?
No. Let's go to... Only if they're better than what we just talked about.
Let's go to tweeters.
Only if I can pee right now.
Fine, go pee, I guess. I'll talk with Miglitov about the tweets. Not, like, right now. All right. That sounds like a balloon deflating.
I was going to say, your poor tire is losing air.
Whatever.
It's his ass deflating. All right, let's start with a tweet from Bone Grabber. Sends Hordehouse a tweet saying, since I'm a gay, I'd have cats instead of kids, and I don't think cats playing WoW works well. Oh, this is a response to last week's topic of the week, which was, would you let your kids play WoW? So Bone Grabber is saying, I'm a gay, and I'd have cats instead of kids. You know, just because you're gay doesn't mean you can't have kids. Like, I was reading about some couple in Arizona had like 12 adopted kids or something. So, but whatever. So you'll have 12 cats, and I don't think cats playing WoW well works. So, I don't know. Irene might disagree with that. Ask her about her QPS and her kitty. Let's see.
Was that a question or a statement?
It was more of a statement, but I guess you weren't here to answer the question last week, Miglitov. Would you let your kids play WoW?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I'd be like, look at this awesome story. You don't have to read a book for it.
But then
so it's automatically
subjected
better.
To trade chat, possibly.
No. Actually, one of my bosses at work, him and his son share one character, so they can play when the other is doing something else, and I think that's kind of cool.
Picaruno answered the topic of the week. I am echoing so bad, Extifer.
I'm sorry.
All right. Picaruno answered the topic of the week on Twitter saying, yes, but only if I thought they were good at managing time and priorities. That's a very sensible answer.
Like cooldowns?
Mowing the lawn is a cooldown? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm just saying, is that what he means by time and priorities?
Yes, managing their cooldowns. Let's see. Other comments from his live blog, because he always likes to live blog the show. No idea, never did ICC, but yeah, Kara had more atmosphere than Olduar, more variety. Also, Karazhan was one huge zone. Olduar felt like small zones connected by portals.
Whatever is what I have to say to that.
I can see that, though. He's right. Olduar did feel kind of like a bunch of small zones that were connected. Karazhan was just the best. And always will be.
You know, Karazhan was cool in that it was one big place or whatever. But, you know, actually, Olduar was not just a bunch of places connected by portals. It was two big places connected by one portal. So, I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
All right, Bone Grabber tweets us again. Food for thought, what if Blizzard's next-gen MMO was a Facebook game? I kind of don't think that's the case. I don't think Titan or whatever they're calling it, which I don't think will be the final name, is a Facebook game. That just seems...
If that happens, I will quit WoW.
Why would you quit WoW when that's just not the game going to Facebook?
I don't know. It just feels like I'm flirting with disaster.
They're not going to Facebook. Although it does remind me of the crazy conspiracy theories that I may or may not have started on OLR, the other show, Orange Zones Radio, about general gaming, about Nintendo's new console, and about how... maybe it's like a Facebook console.
Project Calf Stupid.
Or whatever.
I guess I'll find out in 2 weeks when I go play it, or 3 weeks, or however many weeks away it is.
Did you find a place to stay for E3?
Yeah.
Really? Where are you staying?
Travel Lodge.
Fun.
Oh my god, yes. Are you going to come visit us?
If you are in L.A.?
Which, funny enough, I might be. Sad. I'm not going to E3 this year, but I'm going with a friend to Disneyland, because he's never been, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be the sad guy who's in Sacramento.
You do that. All right, going on to the next tweet. Flacco Jones tweets us saying, so WoW lost 600,000 subscribers since bragging about hitting 12 million last October. Will WoW ever see more than 12 million, or did it peak?
It probably peaked. But you know what? I mean, they may be able to pull it back. Who knows? Who knows the future, right? But that is, I have to say, to admit, that is a very fast drop from October. You know, just October last year.
I'm going to
before a major expansion.
I don't think it has peaked, and I think the secret to its long-term success will be the fact that it still isn't out in every country. And I think WoW still has more countries to release in. Especially like a lot of Latin America, South America countries. Like, do they have WoW in a lot of those countries? Japan doesn't have WoW yet still.
They did hint at, they have things in the game files that hint at releasing in Japan. And what was the other one? Guatemala or something like that?
Wasn't Brazil supposed to get it? Or did
Brazil. Guatemala. I don't know what I'm talking about. But yeah, two countries were hinted at least.
So I think that's going to be its secret is not so much secret, but especially when something like Titan comes out and now Blizzard or even Diablo 3, hell, and Blizzard is starting to feed off itself, because I bet you that number drops even more when Diablo 3 comes out.
Probably.
So it's going to be interesting, or at least people that just take a vacation from WoW to go play Diablo.
All they have to do is make the expansion that's upcoming exciting and somehow cater it to more people and give another class, because I think we're due for another class now.
Yeah, that would seem likely if it follows the pattern, you know.
And it should be probably something different, like a support class.
Yes.
How about class another healing class? Why does it have to be just one class? How about classes?
Because they can't even keep the ones they have right now.
You know,
working.
Everything. How can they add more? It just seems like everything takes so long for Blizzard to implement that I just don't foresee them doing multiple classes in one expansion. You know what I mean? Like they take forever in things like, oh, we're going to improve the human models eventually. You know what I mean? How long have we been hearing that?
All right, a few more tweets for you guys. Let's see. Marn Marvel tweets us saying, how does the super busy person make time for WoW? I want to play again, but I find myself so busy lately. I don't know. I kind of think that's a good thing, like, to be busy. WoW is what you do when you're really bored. But if you want WoW to be a priority, because maybe it's like a social thing for you or, you know, whatever, you just want to make time for the game. I would say, but it's hard. Like, what could I tell you to cancel to make more time for WoW. Like, if you've got to have a lot of stuff going on in your real life, you probably should just keep doing it. I think that's great. But, like, maybe there's a TV show you watch every week that's not as good as it used to be. Maybe you want to cut that out and play WoW instead. Like, that would be my suggestion.
It's just about setting, like, in advance what you want to get out of the game. If you don't have a lot of time and you want to play, then find something casual in the game, like a guild that only talks to each other and quests and doesn't do raiding. It's just, it's one of those things where you have to figure out what you need from the game to make you play it.
Or just get less sleep at night. You could say, I'm going to play an hour every day and just sleep an hour less. There you go.
And quit your job. You can do that as well.
That's what would be like 8 more hours a day you could play Monday through Friday. It'd be amazing. All right. Moving on to more tweets. Pikaruno tweets us, heard about Rob Boss Mods. Sound good? Well, I like the name. It has my name in it. And links us to an article on, what are they now, WoW Insider or WoW Joystick?
It's still WoW Insider.
WoW Insider.
Just a URL change.
All right. So WoW Insider Joystick has an article about this Rob Boss Mods, which I guess, just kind of summarize, I guess what it does is it's a way where if a person doesn't know a boss fight, they could type exclamation boss and it will send them a tell on how the boss fight works. So the point to this is, like, you know how some people, like, if you say, hey, I've never been here before, like, 3 people will rage quit because, like, oh, I'm not wasting my time with you then, moron. Well, this is a way, like, you could just say up front, hey, I have this installed. If you need to know the strategy for a boss fight, type exclamation boss. And when somebody does that, they'll get sent a whole strategy on how to do the boss. It's kind of it's weird, but I could see how this is extremely useful, actually.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you guys think of something like that?
I haven't been paying attention to anything you just said, so no opinion.
You're useless.
I think it's okay, but I think firsthand experience or videos is better. You can only, get them to realize so much from text. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice support tool, but I don't think it's something that should be relied on necessarily.
I think it's great for getting rid of those people who keep rage quitting, because those people kind of fucking deserve what they get. Like,
I've never seen that happen. I don't know what you're talking about.
It pisses me off, especially from tanks.
Wow, you sound like you have a lot of animosity.
Well, I kind of do, actually. It's kind of like, who the hell are you? Who are you, stranger bitch, thinking that I don't know what I'm doing? You know, it's just, it's irritating. Like, just
I want to say that to somebody sometime. Who are you, stranger bitch?
There you go. I think you should. tweet from Dan Shadow. What's a good site for priest healing? I want to heal, but it's balls hard in Kata. Plus, ZG is too hard. Well, here's the first tip. Don't start learning how to heal by healing ZG. Like, that's a big, big mistake. I would say there's 85 regulars for a reason. Even if you outgear it, that's fine. It's still a place for you to learn. Roll an 85 regular and practice in there a little bit, and then step it up to heroics, then do ZG. But if you just jump right into trying to heal ZG, you're going to think healing is horrible because it's going to be too hard. It's going to be very overwhelming. It's like learning anything for the first time. So that's my advice. And then the same thing I say about PvP. Read every talent you have and organize that way. And look at the mana cost, too, because some talents are meant to be used a lot. Some are not meant to be used very often at all. Now,
I say, read the dev water coolers. They're very helpful.
Shush. Now, I see that he got a reply from X-Link. He uses his real name on Twitter. I don't know if he wants me to say that on the show, but X-Link tweeted back, going to the Elitist Jerks forums, which certainly is a good place to learn about class. That's a really good place, especially to learn how to gear up. And it'll talk about rotations and things like that. But as far as healing goes, I don't think healing rotations work. You have to really adapt your healing to whatever scenario is going on, or quite frankly, I don't think you're a good healer. So I think Elitist Jerks will help you get the gear, get the glyphs, get the gems in how to prepare to heal, but nothing is going to help you heal other than healing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
that's true.
One more tweet from Fidelt61 on Twitter. Troll heroics seem easier in recent pugs. Lots of us are DEing the 353s. Your thoughts?
That's sad, because I want those.
I haven't been running them, so I
can't. Wait, what? What was that?
Well, if you would listen.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what you think you're doing that's better than this show, but if troll heroics seem easier in recent pugs. Lots of us are DEing the 353s. Your thoughts?
Oh. Ew.
Ew, that's your thought. You're doing it wrong. That's your, no, I think the thought is that I'm still really jaded from a couple weeks ago. Like, I have zero, I especially don't want to pug these things right now.
It's probably because you're an Alliance player. Like, probably, if you're on
but
Horde.
So is Fidel 61. I know that.
Well, then, but your problem is you're an Alliance player. He's not having problems. We're talking about you. I don't know who that person we're talking about
this
is.
This is my problem. All right.
This is your problem.
I see. All right, let's go to emails. Every week you guys email us, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com, or you don't, because this week we only have two emails.
Hooray. It's because you don't get
don't
on
cheer
the
for two emails.
Guild enough.
It's
practically my
I've
guild.
I've been on
so
the
I'm
guild like at least four nights this week. So shush. All right.
And I've been on the guild like at least never.
You don't even post on the
week.
Forums. I went in to clear
you
up spam
what?
Posts from the forums, and I was looking at post counts. Extrafer has posted one time on the forums.
I don't think I've posted ever. I think
I probably deleted you thinking you were a spammer.
I've been through a long week, and you know the rest of that time not posting was also long. So there.
But see, I'm playing in the guild, so I don't need to post on the forums because I know exactly what's going
fine.
On at all times.
Fine. I will give you a bye for now. All right, anyway, can I get to an email? Can I read an email?
Yes.
I guess.
Because there's only two.
Flacco Jones sent an email. Of course, one of these is from Flacco Jones. Sorry for the long email, but because this is something I've actually had to think about since having a child, I had a lengthy opinion. Obviously, this is about the topic of the week from last week, which lets your kids play WoW. I wouldn't allow my son to play WoW until he was high school age, and as long as he is a minor, I would put account restrictions on it like crazy, so he probably wouldn't end up liking it anyway. I'd still worry because parental controls can only limit playtime, turn off real ID, and turn off WoW voice chat. The profanity filter isn't that great, and you still have to disable chat yourself. Any kid with half a brain will figure out how to turn it back on, since it's not tied to parental controls as far as I've been able to tell. There's a level of verbal abuse that can happen in WoW that goes beyond naughty words that I don't think kids have the maturity to handle. There is a difference between getting bullied by some kid at school versus having grown, educated people cutting you down for your play or gear choice or whatever. I would kind of argue if they're really grown or educated if they're doing that, but that's another day. I honestly believe WoW is a game for adults because that's what the community of players have made it. Back when I played Final Fantasy XI, I never saw the vulgarity and all-around dickishness that happens in WoW. I have no problem with him playing video games after things like homework and chores are taken care of first, just like I had to do growing up, but I would prefer he play console games. I really can't wait to play a video game with him for the first time. I just think MMOs are too addictive by design for young kids, and I want to make sure he can focus on more important things like being social and getting his studies done. And so I don't come off sounding like a hypocrite, I won't be playing WoW either at the point my son can play video games. I mostly play when he's asleep now anyways. I want him growing up knowing I care more about spending time with him than staring at pixels on a computer monitor.
Aww.
From Flacco Jones.
He's crawling now. This is so cute.
Crawling towards the keyboard, getting old enough to go.
He is. He's crawling towards their PS3 or like any kind of adult. Thing
well, the PS3 on. Doesn't do anything right now, so that's safe, right?
Yeah. yeah, I got that.
All right.
But yeah, if you put like a remote control on the ground, he'll crawl. He'll look at it and he'll be like, "I don't like my toys anymore. I like that remote."
Oh, dear. That means so. He's going to be a techie guy.
Maybe. Who knows?
All right. Moving on to one more email from Syl. Remember our guest a few weeks ago, Syl. Syl writes us back. Hi there, guys. I just had to share this news. I finally broke my husband's resistance, and he is yet again playing WoW with me. I started tanking. Hey, finally a WoW success story, because we talked about a bunch of people quitting. Well, here's someone coming back. I started tanking and told him I needed a reliable healer, and I would only be happy with him doing that. And since he used to be such an amazing tank, see me sucking up here, I could use his tips. I also think the booby dance might have helped. Now, in all seriousness, I never thought I would enjoy tanking, but I actually love it. Perhaps it's the dwarf, perhaps the class, but it has made me determined now to get at least three other tank classes to 85. I don't see a Death Knight being up in that list because it's the one class I just don't get. I think they're pretty cool, but I just have no idea what I'm doing, not even if I really try to understand their abilities. What is the one class you can't play and why? Love, Syl. Well, there's kind of two parts to the email, as I see. First, how about that husband coming back and her logic for doing that?
I know, like, she even did the booby dance before. What brought him back again?
Well, if you were listening...
I vaguely listen.
She sucked up to her husband like, oh, but I'm tanking now. And you're such a good player that I only trust you to heal me.
No, no, no. She proved her point when she said she sucked up to her husband. No, I get it. Totally get it.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I mean, she tried to convince him.
Mikhailov, your significant other...
By sucking on his penis.
Wait, Mikhailov, your significant other used to play WoW and then stopped, like... Do you want to be able to play together again? Or are you like, nah?
Yes, but I think it was mostly because I was verbally abusive that it won't happen again.
Wait a minute. Were you like, you're a bad player?
Pretty much.
Shame on you.
I know, right? I tried to be better about it, but I don't think any amount of convincing can break that barrier again, because I will probably just fall back into my same habits.
Maybe you should try playing a healer, because clearly you can't damage things and I tell you to.
Or skin stuff while I'm trying to kill things.
Aww.
All right. Then the second part of the email. What is the one class you can't play and why? I think we know Mikhailov's answer.
I bet you don't.
What is the one class you can't play and why, Mikhailov?
I think it's Rogue, isn't it?
No, because you get to make the little circus music when you're in stealth, because that's what I do, because that's funny.
What? What are you even talking about?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Are you high?
No. When I'd go stealth, I'd do the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo music out loud. Because
why?
I thought it was funny.
What in-game inspires you to go doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo? Why?
I don't understand.
I don't know.
Plus... I don't know the last time that there was like a stealth circus. Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Oh, did we lose Shane?
Oh.
I think we lost. Awesome.
No, you didn't lose me. I just hit the mute button.
Oh, way to go. Okay. I've never heard of a stealth circus. Like, you know, how would that even work? Like, you're just standing in an empty field and then all of a sudden, oh my God, clown cars. Do, 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 do. Like, what is that?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny when you were sneaking up on people, like they didn't see it coming. So why not make
just
that
like
music?
The clown cars.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Trapeze attack.
Seriously.
Okay, but what's your class though?
Anything that's DPS. I suck at DPS. I don't know how to do it. I don't pay attention to rotations. I don't know how to know when I'm going to switch from AOE to just single target damage. So that's why tank
and
healing
words,
is fine.
In other words, Mikhailov, you're saying every class in the game, because every class has a DPS spec.
Yes. I see. Unless they're healing.
So,
I can do that.
Maybe
Rogue,
you
then.
Should be learning how to play WoW and not your significant other, who you keep
No. No, because I'm a good healer.
Wait, why are you telling your significant other how to DPS when you can't DPS?
No, I wasn't saying how to DPS. I was saying how to not skin things while I'm killing stuff.
Oh, so it's purely selfish.
Wow, and so yes. I think Exifer just got attacked by a stealth circus.
I did.
Your internet went all creepy for a minute there. That's what we get when Microsoft buys Skype. All right, look, where are we at? Oh, Exifer, what is the one class you can't play and why?
The one class that I can't play is... I'm trying to remember all the classes. It used to be warriors, believe it or not, but I leveled a warrior to like 62 and I liked it. So I'll have to say Pallies.
And
I just can't play it. I've never managed to break level 20 because I get bored and I don't like the whole seal system type.
You know that shit's gone now, right?
Well, I also don't like the new combo points. I'm like, I might as well just play a rogue, because I liked at least rogues get 5 combo points and Pallies get 3.
We only need 3.
I mean, you max out
need 5.
5 makes things more interesting.
All right, the one class I can't play and why? I'm good at everything. A warrior, even though I have a level 81 warrior, I don't know how to play her. Like every time I log into her, I'm like, how do I do this? Like, what am I? I don't get it. Like, auto attack. Yay, I killed something. Level up. Like, I just, my warrior, I just don't, I don't like it.
I mean, there's like classes that I don't prefer playing, and then there's other classes that I just won't play, which is the one that I don't like is paladins. And then but I don't prefer playing like a DK, but I'll level a DK, you know, or whatever. I just don't prefer playing it. I don't like the play style.
All right, well, that is it for emails. So I keep wanting to say the other email address for the other show. Hordehousepodcast@gmail.com is where you can send us emails, as you should. Send us more emails, things to talk about next week. But for now, that brings us to the end of another episode of Horde House. Aw.
Hooray.
Why are you cheering? It's supposed to be a sad moment.
I don't know.
Because he's excited.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, this is the end of the show, so I'm going to say, Miklatov, no thank you for being here.
You're not welcome.
All right, since you're cheering. Do you have any final thoughts for the listeners tonight?
No. Don't play druids. And if you are, don't party with me and make me mad at you. That's really it. Or warriors. I hate warriors, too. Like, a lot. Because they're stupid.
My final thought tonight is I've been thinking of frozen yogurt ever since Miklatov brought it up, and I hate him for it.
Hooray.
Extifer, thank you as always for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for attending this week.
Oh, no problem with that.
All right.
Maybe next week I'll take it off.
Do you have any final thoughts for listeners tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to clarify something. When I said my little thing that's not so little, I didn't mean my penis. I meant I have a turtle head poking out of my butt because I got a poop.
Thanks for sharing. That's
no problem.
I was going to get dinner.
See, I just don't
stand in the cloud it makes, Extifer.
I just said that because I want to ruin Rob's. I want to ruin Rob's want to get froyo.
Nah, nothing will ruin that one. All right. Anyhow, that's it. Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next time on our little show. Visit the website, hordehouse.com, twitter.com/hordehouse, blah, 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 Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. See you next time, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hooray.